Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Boonwurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. Hello, Fleur.
Hey, David.
Got your coffee there?
I do.
Excellent.
Enjoyable as usual.
Caffeined up and ready to chat.
Yeah. So I can talk a little bit faster than I normally do.
This will be a very brief episode. It's a few months ago, Fleur, we did an episode, or a couple of episodes, around social media. Mm-hmm. And we promised to check in with our listeners. Yes. And I guess share where we'd got to with that. And the time has come.
It has. You know how we were saying last time when we... Well, I think when we were sort of saying, let's do some more episodes, that time has gone quickly. Mm. I think that's the same with social media in terms of, the intention and the conversation from last time around me and my challenge, you know, in terms of reducing or eliminating, if you like, my activity on there. Or my, not so much my activity, because I was never much of a, you know, poster. Mm. More of a, what do they call it? A lurker.
Lurker. Sounds slightly creepy.
It does sound creepy, doesn't it? But I have heard that term used before. And I think a lot of people are. We just look, you know, we scroll, we look, we don't necessarily post or comment or what have you. But that's the long way of saying I've gotten better, although I have to admit it's been very challenging because of everything that's been happening in the US. I think that's been a lot of information that's kind of been coming at us, a lot of change. Things are changing rapidly and frequently. So that sort of is a little bit of a motivator to go and look at social media. But in other respects, I think I've used it a lot less, so I haven't completely eliminated it. Mm. And I think I've talked about before, you know, I've got family members overseas and interstate, so I appreciate that I'm able to keep a track of what they're doing if they're on holidays and all of that sort of thing.
Sure.
But I've certainly reduced my time, and I think one good thing for me, to sort of put it in perspective, is one morning, I think it was, might have been a weekend or what have you, and I thought I'd check the news, and then an hour later I realised I'm still on my phone.
Oh.
So, you know, it's the bottomless pit that you kind of enter when you go into social media.
Sure.
And I did a reflection after that and said, well, imagine what else I could have done with that hour. So what has that hour given, you know, what quality or return
have I seen
from that hour? And I couldn't even tell you today, you know, what was I looked at or observed or read or what have you. But I realised I could have gone for a walk, for example.
There you go.
So it's sort of also, for me, a strategy has been recognising if I've spent a bit of extra time than I wanted to, because it's easy to do. The time just kind of slips through your fingers when you're on your computer or what have you. It's that question, you know, how does this activity that I've just done contribute positively to my life compared to something else I could have done?
Sure.
So I think it's the 5 or 10 minute bits and pieces you probably don't realise or you don't notice as much. But if you've been on there for even half an hour, I think I could have done half an hour of something more beneficial to me. So it's nice to kind of have that sort of challenging question for myself when I'm noticing that I've spent a bit too long or that I've spent any time at all on, you know, looking at my phone. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's, what about you, David?
Sounds like you've made some great progress. I've actually gone basically right the way out of social media. Mm-hmm. I think last time we spoke, I'd shut and moved which I had been trying not to use. I have now deleted it.
Yeah, wow, congratulations.
In fact, I've deleted everything apart from LinkedIn, which I think we discussed last time, I use as a business tool.
Yes. Yeah.
Even for that, for business, I'd probably do one post a week, maybe two, depends what literally what work's going on.
Yes.
But other than that, I don't have any social media. And, you know, I'm not sitting here judging anybody else because it's your own life to lead and it's an individual thing.
Yeah.
But what I can share is that personally, I don't miss it at all.
Mm.
I don't have any desire to go back and go back
You're
onto
not
those platforms.
FOMO,
absolutely
FOMO.
Not. No. And it's interesting you talk about what you could have done with that time.
It's the FOMO the other way round, isn't it? Almost.
I'm a great cyclist. No, that's not right. I'm not a great cyclist at all.
Oh,
that sounds...
come on, you're too modest.
I spend a lot of time cycling. Let's put it that way. Very slowly.
You're a keen cyclist.
Yeah, I'm a keen cyclist. Thank you. But what's interesting, Flo, is that I found myself out on some of the rides I do around the country in the bush areas here in Australia. And there are moments when I'm totally switched on to my surroundings and I'm watching wallabies, kangaroos, echidnas crossing in front of me, eagles flying over, and my senses are stimulated. Things like smelling the tea tree as I pass and the sounds or the water of the creeks running. Mm. And what's really interesting is that I found myself on a number of occasions thinking, oh, hang on a minute, I'm out here totally engaged in this forest, this area that I'm in, but there's all this stuff going on online. And when that thought occurred to me, it was this strange sense of, well, all this stuff is going around me, and I imagined all these messages flying around me, but I can't see them. It's an invisible thing. And the more and more I thought about all the noise and all the hate that goes on in social media, and that noise that was just had a mute button.
Yes.
That I'd muted. And I was there pedaling along with the sun on my back, feeling lovely and warm, totally engaged with the satisfaction of doing something positive, having exercise, and being at one with my environment. It just let me get excited about discovering what was around the next corner.
Yeah.
And if I felt alive, and I can't really describe in what way, but just knowing that I was in the real world, making the most of it, that had brought me a lot of satisfaction.
Mm. I think that is the key, isn't it? It's recognizing the real physical world versus the less real.
Mm.
I wouldn't like to say it's not real at all, but it is almost like another world where people are, behaviour's different, they've got different mindset perhaps, they've got a different things they would say online that they might not say if they were sitting across from you.
Yeah.
Those sorts of, it's a different place, isn't it? And I don't know that it's overall, like I think we said last time, I think it's more of a net negative, even though there's some benefits, but I think overall it's a negative. But so you've just really captured what you've just described, I think sounds like what we're missing out on, the FOMO of real life. when, you know, it used to be the other way around, oh, I've got to check my phone because I could be missing out on some things. But the reality is we're just never going to be able to keep track of everything. There's always going to be more information than is possible to digest, which I know we're going to talk about in a future episode.
Mm.
So, and I think the other thing that you've reminded me of is the person I refer to very frequently in this area. And again, I really always encourage people to seek out Cal Newport.
Oh, yes, Cal,
He talks about that one of our challenges today is solitude deprivation, where we're... it's infrequent for us to have time where we haven't got these inputs. So it doesn't have to be social media, because for some people, they might be spending time like you did, David, cycling, but they'll have a podcast going on.
Ah, yes,
Or musical. And those things aren't negative in and of themselves, but if we can't spend any time without that input or that stimulation or that information, we're just passively consuming, then it actually dulls our ability to be creative, to come up with different solutions, to just have actually give our brains a rest.
A rest, yeah.
Because we're actually not meant to be stimulated, for all of our waking hours. There's meant to be space for us to recover. And that's how new ideas and innovation and so forth occurs.
Yeah, certainly I have some of my better ideas whilst I'm on my bike. And I think it's just because the brain's had a bit of a rest and then something occurs to me.
Yeah, well, you're taking in what's around you rather than the noise that perhaps someone's giving you through the podcast or what have you. And of course, we're not saying don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, listen to Coffee with Fleur, subscribe.
We're not saying don't listen to podcasts, but we are. And I am conscious of this now. When I take my dog for a walk, for example, most of the time I don't listen to anything. I just focus on what's around me, where I'm taking the dog, enjoying, that experience versus... It's actually can be quite tiring to feel like you're always listening to something or someone. So, so that's kind of something to consider as well. And, of course, Cal Newport is someone who's never had social media, which is really fascinating.
It's incredible.
That he's built up like a reputation and a following. I think he's got a podcast, but he doesn't have any social media presence.
No.
So that's really interesting.
Absolutely. It's a place which I now find myself in. I don't think I'll ever go back to social media.
Yeah.
And I've seen the benefits of that. I really have. Yeah. And, as I say, it's just for me. But I know there's other people who have seen similar. In fact, I was reading an article by Molly Eller, who writes about her slow and simple life in the Scottish Highlands. And you talk about solitude or being alone and one with the environment. I imagine the Scottish Highlands would be such an environment. She wrote an article that said... or called it the person I've become since I left social media. And it was really interesting, her thoughts. Yeah. It comes back to very similar to how I was with my cycling. Molly writes, I notice everything, the subtle shades of blue in the sky, the feeling of the warm breeze, the smell of a salt-tinged sea. Those things that cannot be captured in a photo, but are more precious for it. I struggle with anxiety. I'm wildly imperfect, yet I'm me again, a better, more aware, happier version of myself. I'm finally content with my life. It breaks my heart to think of the person I was before. There is no going back.
Yeah. Wow, that's really powerful, isn't it? That's amazing. And maybe not, it might be one of those things we don't even realise that what we're missing because we've been doing this other behavior or habit for so long. And I know for me, over the holidays, the summer holidays, when the reception was pretty
patchy.
So I didn't, for about a month, I didn't connect. And it was, you don't realize how you actually don't need it until you don't have it anymore. So it's really interesting.
Well, that was my conclusion, and I'll link to Molly's article in the show notes. But that was my conclusion. What have I lost? Well, not much. What have I gained or regained, I should say?
Yes.
So much more.
Yeah.
And certainly if we fast forward to another 6 months, I hope if we do another episode, I'll still be here saying I'm still not on social media, apart from one post a week for business. And maybe you'll have had further thoughts as well. Who knows? But we're all in the same place. We're all just trying to navigate this stuff on our own and what works for us, isn't it?
For sure. And I think what I would encourage people to do, and this is just what I've noticed, so, maybe give this a go, is when you're lining up for anything, waiting for something, so whether that's at the supermarket or wherever it is, because that's often when people will pull out their phones.
Yes, absolutely.
Lining up when they're waiting. And that's these moments that we're missing out on in terms of that having that thinking time or that time where our brains aren't really absorbing lots of information. So even if it's just noticing notice what everyone's doing, because that's something you wouldn't notice normally because you'd be one of those people. So that's what I started to do.
Wow,
is like
cool.
Instead of grabbing my phone when I thought I was going to be waiting for whatever it was, just looking around and just public transport, that's another one.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's all these opportunities, isn't there?
So that's just maybe a starting point for some people is just to
notice.
That's
a good idea, yeah. Very good. Well, with all that said, we do have a Coffee with Fleur Instagram, but as you may have gathered, listeners, we're not actually very good at it because we're trying to get off social media. So talking about...
But you can do the old-fashioned thing. Yeah. They could email us.
Yeah, they could. They go through our website. But talking of patchy, that sort of sums up Coffee with Fleur Instagram as well.
Yes,
so, anyway, lovely to catch up with you,
likewise,
Fleur, and I'm sure we have many more coffees to come.
We do. I'll see you next time.
Take care.
Bye.